KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Listen to these comments from satisfied Detter customers.
Kent Ingerslib is my name. I live in Elkhorn, Iowa.
Okay, Kent, tell me a little bit about your Detter experience.
Yeah, I just like their service department. That's number one. Julie and Tom are as good as you'll ever get as far as helping you with anything or questions you have. And the sales department is awesome. I like Elvis and Rick Weiss because they're more on my speed than going to a big dealership and having to go through all the crap they put you through. I'm a no-nonsense guy when it comes to buying a truck or a vehicle. They handle that very well, so I guess that's why I like doing business down there. They got me the bottom line, and basically we talked about it, and that was it.
Okay, so overall, when you go to Detter's and discover the Detter difference, you would rate it very high.
Yes, I would.
So if you could tell everybody else why they need to go to Detter's, how would you say that?
Just say it's a good place to go for no nonsense. Like Julie says, treat you like your grandmother.
In sports, from high school action over the weekend, softball and baseball play. Baseball play here in Atlantic. It was Ballard topping Atlantic in extra innings. 7-5 the final there. They went to 9 innings of play before that one was decided. Other baseball scores on Saturday included North Polk beating Creston 8-6. Creston beat Norwalk 9-0. Dubuque Senior over Abraham Lincoln 10-8 in 9 innings of play. Mason City beat Abraham Lincoln 16-12. Pleasant Valley over Thomas Jefferson 11-0. West Harrison was a 10-2 winner over West Monona, and West Harrison beat Whiting 10-0 in 6 innings of play. In softball play on Saturday, Atlantic finishing up their competition at the Fort Dodge Tournament, and they came up short in a couple of close games. Bishop Heelan beats Atlantic 5-4, and Sioux City East over Atlantic 6-4. Also in softball Saturday, it was Underwood 11-7 over Cam. Oskaloosa beat Creston 16-3. Kemper Catholic over Esack County 15-2. Murray was a winner over Lenox 9-1. They also beat Nottoway Valley 9-2. Solon 8-0 over Harlan. Trainer picked up 3 wins on Saturday in tournament play, 11-0 over St. Albert, 3-2 over Lewis Central, and 13-1 over Glenwood. Also, ADM was a 9-2 winner over North Polk. Boone beat North Polk 2-1 in 8 innings of play. Martinsdale St. Mary's over West Central Valley 15-0. Missouri Valley was a 13-0 winner over East Mills. Stanton beat East Mills 8-6. Underwood 9-1 over West Harrison. And Winterset 12-3 over Jessup there in the softball play from Saturday. In Major League Baseball, game yesterday we had for you here on the radio, Ubaldo Jimenez was stellar in his first start since May 22nd. Mark Trumbo homered for the second consecutive day, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-5. Seth Smith and Trey Mancini homered to start the first and second innings, respectively, for Baltimore. Wellington Castillo had a solo shot in the fifth that gave the Orioles a 7-2 lead. Baltimore homered 10 times while winning 2 of 3 from the Cardinals to improve to .500. Jimenez has struggled most of the season and relinquished his starting role to Alec Asher, who also failed to hold down the job. Jimenez will likely stay in the rotation after allowing just 2 runs and 4 hits with 3 strikeouts and 2 walks over 7 innings. Brad Brock picked up his 12th save for the Orioles. St. Louis's Lance Lynn allowed 7 runs and 9 hits with 5 strikeouts and a career-high 4 home runs over 4 2/3 innings. Also in Major League Baseball, Jason Vargas earned his 10th win and most in the majors, and Salvador Perez hit a 3-run homer as the Kansas City Royals beat the LA Angels 7-3 on Sunday. Mike Moustakas had a 3-run double for the Royals, who went 7-2 on their California road trip and scored at least 7 runs in 6 of those victories. Vargas gave up 3 runs and 8 hits in 6 innings, facing a bases-loaded jam with nobody out in the 6th. Vargas was able to limit the damage to 1 run before departing. Perez launched a drive to center field for his 14th homer of the season, leaving Cameron Maben to climb the wall for a show as part of a 4-run outburst in the 4th. Moustakas doubled in the 3rd with the bases loaded, giving him 19 RBIs this month. Other scores yesterday in the American League, it was Toronto 7-3 over the White Sox, Tampa Bay 9-1 over Detroit. It was Cleveland beating Minnesota 5-2, Seattle 7-3 over Texas. Oakland beat the Yankees 4-3, and Boston 6-5 over Houston. In the National League, the Dodgers beat Cincinnati 8-7, the Mets 5-1 over Washington, Atlanta beat Miami 5-4, Arizona over Philadelphia 5-4 in 10 innings, Cubs beat Pittsburgh 7-1. It was Milwaukee 2-1 over San Diego, and Colorado 7-5 over San Francisco. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday over at Principal Park, it was the iCubs beating the Omaha Storm Chasers 16-3. Those teams will play again tonight, 7:08 start time there, Principal Park between Omaha and Iowa. Also yesterday in the College World Series, Alex Foto limited TCU to two singles and struck out 11 in seven innings, and Florida posted its first College World Series shutout since 1991 with a 3-0 win on Sunday night. Foto, the Detroit Tigers' first-round draft pick this month, retired 10 in a row before turning the game over to closer Michael Byrne to start the eighth. Foto has been part of seven of the Gators' nine shutouts this season. The shutout was Florida's second in its 36 all-time CWS games and first in Omaha since a 5-0 win over Florida State 26 years ago. Jared Janzik took the loss, and Byron earned his 17th save. J.J. Schwartz, Christian Hicks, and Nelson Maldonado each drove in runs for the Gators, who will play Louisville in a Bracket 2 winners game here tonight. The Horned Frogs will play Texas A&M in an elimination game here this afternoon. And that is because Colby Fitch drove in four runs. Sam Bordner shut down Texas A&M after it cut Louisville's five-run lead to one. And the Cardinals beat the Aggies 8-4 for their first win in six College World Series games. The Cardinals used six singles and a walk to build a 5-0 lead in the second inning against Corbin Martin. Texas A&M chipped away against National Player of the Year Brendan McKay to make it a 5-4 before Bordner entered. Bordner pitched three innings of no-hit relief, and the Cardinals added two runs in the bottom of the sixth and another on Fitch's RBI double in the eighth. Louisville, which had gone 0-5 over its last three appearances in Omaha, will play the once again against TCU tonight in that winner's bracket. And that elimination game will be once again this afternoon there between TCU and Texas A&M. Also, yesterday in golf, the scores were low at Erin Hills this weekend, and no one had a lower total than Brooks Koepka. The 27-year-old Koepka earned his first major victory by carding a 5-under 67 to win the U.S. Open by four strokes over Brian Harman and Hideo Matsuyama. The Koepka grabbed control with three straight birdies on the back nine and matched Rory McIlroy's U.S. Open record by finishing at 16 under par. Koepka earned $2.16 million, the largest single-day earnings in golf. He's also the seventh straight first-time major champion in men's golf. Harman's bogey on the par 4 12th put Koepka ahead to stay, and the lead grew as he birdied 14, 15, and 16. And Kyle Larson earned his second NASCAR Cup Series win of the season by holding off Chase Elliott at Michigan International Speedway yesterday. That's a look at the latest in sports on KJN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.